From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We invite you to stay tuned for a message from God's Word, preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For quite some time, Dr. Cairns has been preaching a series on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. Hopefully, we've learned much about who the Holy Spirit is and what His ministry involves, both to the saved as well as to the lost. As Dr. Cairns approaches the conclusion of this series, he turns our attention to improper and sinful responses to the Holy Ghost. In this message entitled, Resisting the Holy Spirit, Dr. Cairns takes his text from Stephen's sermon in Acts chapter 7, where in verse 51 he said to the Jewish leaders, Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. Dr. Cairns will commence the message shortly. First, he takes a few minutes to answer the question, What's wrong with same-sex marriage? The video version of this comment may be found under Q&A with Alan Cairns on our website, ltbsradio.com.
What's wrong with same-sex marriage? Very, very simply answered. Let's cut to the chase here. Marriage. What does the Bible say about marriage? What does God say about marriage? He says, marriage is honorable. Okay? Let's start there. Marriage is honorable. What does he say about homosexuality? He says it's an abomination. He says the homosexual, practicing homosexuality, cannot enter God's kingdom. He says he's under the wrath and the curse of God. Now, sinners, not only homosexuals, sinners living in their sin are under the wrath and curse of God. But even sinners may be married, and marriage in itself is an honorable estate. But while God says it's honorable, he says the bed in marriage is undefiled. In homosexuality, he says it is accursed, it is abominable, and it is damning. So by God's definition of marriage, and after all, he's the one who instituted marriage, by God's definition of marriage, same-sex marriage is a contradiction in terms. Marriage is honorable. Same-sex sexual relations are accursed of God. Period.
nation now I dread.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We have been delighted with the response to these programs. Your words of appreciation and your letters and emails have been most encouraging. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. And we're pleased to announce that the latest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is Darwinism. Two Free Presbyterian ministers deal with the fruit and the fallacies of Charles Darwin's theories. In that connection, there is a report on the wonders of God's handiwork displayed at the Creation Museum located near Cincinnati, Ohio. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. S.B. Cook. The missionary focus is upon what the Lord is doing in the nation of France. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org, or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, is it ever right to have an abortion? What is revival? And do all who die as infants go to heaven? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Acts 7:44. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen. Which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus, or Joshua, into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David, who found favor before God, and desired to find a tabernacle for the house, or for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him an house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet, Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these? Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down, and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to these familiar verses from his precious word for his name's sake. The words of our text are in verse 51 of Acts chapter 7. A very strong statement from Stephen to the Jews of his day. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. Misunderstanding this text has caused quite a number of people to scorn the doctrine of what we call irresistible grace. It sounds a very simple thing to say. You talk about irresistible grace, and yet we have it on the authority of the Holy Scriptures that men do always resist the Holy Ghost. How then can you possibly talk about irresistible grace? It is a figment of some theologian's imagination. It is the production of a theological school and not of the Word of God. When it's put like that, of course, it has the color of common sense and better even of Scripture to it. But when you look at it a little more closely, you find that we're talking about two very, very different things. When we talk about irresistible grace, we are speaking of that peculiar work of the Holy Spirit of God in regeneration. We are speaking not of his general call that goes out every time the gospel is preached, but we are speaking of his effectual call, whereby he brings a soul to saving faith in Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 30, we find that God's effectual call is coextensive with his eternal decree of predestination. Whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. Whom he did predestinate, he called. Whom he called, he justified. We are dealing with exactly the same number of people, the identity of the whom in that text of Scripture is the same in all its parts. And so we find that God's effectual call is exactly coextensive with his decree of predestination. So that what we are talking about in the effectual call, or what we're talking about under the term irresistible grace, is God's Holy Spirit coming to a soul that is dead in sin, without strength, without the slightest motion toward God, without the slightest desire by his nature toward Christ or toward the law or the saving grace of God, however you want to put it. It is the work of the Holy Ghost upon that dead soul to create life within him. And as A.A. Hodge, the great American theologian, once pointed out, no matter what a man's stated theology is, it is the witness of the conscience of every born-again believer that the very first motion of spiritual life within him is the production of God without anything of man added thereto. Now, of course, it's not to say that the Holy Ghost saves us against our wills, but it is to say that the Holy Spirit imparts to our wills a new prevailing inclination toward the Lord Jesus Christ. That whereas before our wills were set inveterately against Christ, now by the creative act of the sovereign Spirit of God, there is placed within those wills a mighty disposition toward Christ. That becomes the determining and the prevailing disposition of the soul. This is not mere persuasion. Oh, he does persuade us to receive Christ freely offered in the gospel. But before he can persuade us, he creates within us a disposition to receive such persuasion. A very simple illustration, as I have often indicated, is the raising of Lazarus from the dead. We are told by the Holy Spirit in Scripture that when we are saved, we are raised from the death of sin. And so when Lazarus is raised from the dead physically, it is a physical illustration of a greater spiritual reality. Now when Lazarus was raised from the dead, that was by the definite creative Word of Jesus Christ. He was totally dead, and yet by the Word of Christ he came forth. You can think that through for yourself. Did Lazarus come forth because he obeyed the call of Christ? Yes, he did. A sinner is told to come to Christ, and so he comes forth in obedience to the call of Christ. But go a little more into it. Did Lazarus receive life because he obeyed the call of Christ? Or did Lazarus obey the call of Christ because he had first received life? Obviously, a dead man can obey nothing until there's life there. The call of Christ was an irresistible call to Lazarus. Lazarus didn't choose whether he would stay dead or come alive. Now, once he had come alive, he chose to come out of the tomb. You see, that's the first action of new life. Bless God, as soon as Christ by his Holy Spirit creates life in a man, that man doesn't stay in his sin. A regenerated man does not stay in sin. He comes out into life and light and liberty in the Lord Jesus. That's irresistible grace. Now, far from being in conflict with the idea of our text, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, the doctrine of irresistible grace is in absolute and perfect accord with it. For both the doctrine of irresistible grace and this text confirm that men by nature have an inbred opposition against God. That's what the text is talking about here. It's this natural depravity and corruption of heart that would make a man an enemy of God and make a man, in the words of the text, resist the Holy Ghost.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.